Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the last couple of series within the league, good stuff from Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers, who currently are in sixth place, getting a hold of league leader Maryland, starting with the first of three, weather permitting, tomorrow night at the Bart at 6:05. No change in the weekend rotation, with Jonathan Stever getting the ball on Friday night. The reason, though,
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While the baseball Hoosiers face a crucial test battling Big Ten league leader Maryland at the Bart this weekend, the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center will be abuzz as first-year Hoosier head coach Ryan Castle sends his 17th-ranked water polo Hoosier women serving as host over the weekend to the postseason tournament. Castle has done a nice job. Hoosier women are 18-9, and they open up tomorrow late afternoon at the CBAC, playing as the fourth seed against fifth-seeded Harvard. Coach Ryan joined me the other night from Yogi's on Sports Talk.
The tournament takes on a life of its own based on the first game. Whatever you might have some momentum coming into the tournament based on your conference seeding and so, but how you start your very first quarter is going to determine pretty much your fate throughout the weekend, is the way I look at it. We had a pretty good game against Harvard 2 weekends ago. They did some things that caught us off guard later towards the end of the game, so we've had to really focus on aspects of our game to get ready for them. But I think it's all about building momentum. You know, the opponents that we're going to face this weekend, doesn't matter at what level or where we are on the weekend, it's all about maintaining and building momentum throughout. So whatever we do on Friday, we want to build on that on Saturday and finish well on Sunday.
And it helps, like you said, you just played them out in Providence, Rhode Island, scored 7 goals and beat them by 4.
It's always very competitive. There are a lot of games that are very close competitions. With us, it's always difficult to beat a team twice in a row. This next time, it's a whole different story. We have to still execute our same defensive plays, and we have to be able to put the ball away when it's in our hands.
That is Ryan Castle, who's your women's water polo head coach. The last CWPA championship was won 3 years ago. Kelly Matthews, the junior Canadian, with 51 goals, 76 points, headed into this match tomorrow late afternoon against Harvard. I'm Joe Smith. Oh, that the Terrapins are at the top, and as Coach Chris was telling me,
very talented, older team, got some really frontline pitching there, and some really good experienced infielders and you know, some outfielders, and just some good players. They've played well. That's a big piece, and it'll be a great weekend for us. We've played. Minnesota was undefeated in the league 2 weeks ago, and Michigan top 15, I guess, last week, and so it's just par for the course for us right now. We have that, you know, we have that tough schedule in our league this year, and you know, the years that we've had it, it's really helped us in the RPI world and everything else, and it's helped boost us into the postseason. So it'll be a competitive weekend. It'll be, you know, some really tough games, and they'll play hard.
Well, and the teams in front of you, obviously, I think you're sitting in sixth right now, but that can all change in one weekend of success and help you with that RPI.
No doubt. I mean, it's our whole league is so jam-packed. I think Minnesota and Maryland sit up there, but everybody else is like a half game. Yeah. That's where the tie, we come back and we've had more ties in this year than I've had in my whole career. But besides the ties, you know, just of everything else, but we, you know, that postseason resume is huge. I mean, especially in the Big Ten and everything else. And it shows your whole accumulation of your work. You know, because in our league, you don't play four teams. So it's, you know, you never know what you're getting inside of our league and where you're at. And we've had a good stretch of it. We've played well. So we're excited.
Well, he ought to be, and so are the Hoosiers, getting ready for the first of three with the Terrapins tomorrow night. The head coach of the baseball Hoosiers, Chris Lemonis. I'm Joe Smith.